Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, 17 to the hour, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. Gary is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Financial Seminary, which is a nonprofit ministry, focusing his financial advice and work is done on a spiritual and ethical way. He's the author of a number of books I encourage you to check out wherever books are sold, including his last one, Look Up America, and more to come, I'm happy to tell you. He's working on some new ones. Gary, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about a topic that Gary and I have talked about quite a bit in the past. He's written about this. I've written about this. And this is the what I consider to be the disconnect between the prevailing attitude about capitalism on Wall Street and the healthy capitalism that we practice out here on Main Street, which is the long-term thinking, whereas Wall Street's more short-term thinking. And this article that Joseph Bauer and Lynn Payne have written that was in the last Harvard Business Review, I'll get it out in a minute. The title is The Error at Corporate. And they're exposing the short-term thinking of corporate America, Gary, where it's presumed that the shareholders are the ones that are more important. They prime everybody else. And the other way of thinking, which is the way I think, is that if everybody else is taken care of, employees, executives, vendors, customers especially, the shareholders will make out like bandits. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. People ask me all the time, Jim, will ethics make you money or will they cost you money? And my answer is yes. I believe that ethics can cost you in the short run to do the right thing. But I believe in the long run, you almost always makes you money. And, you know, there's exceptions to that, of course. Unethical companies do prosper. But one of the things that interested Lynch and talks about in her article was Enron. And I happen to serve on a Christian board, by the way, with Ken Lay, who founded and ran Enron.
Yeah.
And so that was one thing that really interested me because I got to know some of the personal struggles that Ken went through during that period. And the toll that it took on him spiritually and mentally and so on was enormous, Jim. And if somebody had simply helped him in his educational days or his church days or whatever think through some of these issues, I think Ken would have been a lot better off, and I think Enron would have been a lot better mm-hmm. off. Mm-hmm. But let's make this practical to your
will you explain the agency
to your listeners?
Can you explain the agency theory? This I think this might be a good handle for people to realize.
Well, that's where it all comes from, and you basically when you're dealing with things in today's world, you ask yourself who owns what, okay, and who am I responsible for, okay, and so the answer of these public companies has been the shareholders own the company, even though they come and go very quickly, mm-hmm. and you know, frankly, I had a period in Wall Street in my early days where companies were nothing but a blip on the screen. I traded blips on the screen, Jim. I didn't know mm-hmm. what the companies did and so on.
Right.
They were what we call technical factors. And frankly, a lot of Wall Street's run that way these days with computers and so on. But basically, Lynn's calling for a little bit more old-fashioned return to the morality of long-term value creation. And she talks in the article about the difference between value creation and value transfer. So much of what goes on Wall Street today are these hedge funds and market timers and so on who are just out to transfer money from the general public. There are pension funds and stuff out there who are long-term holders of our company stock. But there's an awful lot of people who I believe are engaged in parasitic activity, who just see, as your analogy is the stock market's just the golden goose from which they can extract the eggs, and that's I believe in the long run. And this is not just popping up, Jim. I mean, years ago, I read a book called Short-Term America that laid all of this out, and unfortunately, nobody really paid any attention to it. Mm-hmm. But with the economy being so slow, let's make this relevant to your listeners. When Ronald Reagan took over, corporate profits amounted to 3% of our national income. Okay, this norm since the post-war period has been around 5%. Interestingly to me, anyway, Martin Luther and John Calvin agreed that profit margin should top out at around 5%, which is where they were. Yeah, they said that all the way back 400 years ago. And it is still pretty much true today. Today, Jim, though, corporate profit margins as a percentage of GDP are around 11%.
Wow.
They're twice as high. So there's about 6% of our national income there that's going to shareholders. And by the way, 10% of Americans own about 80% of America's stock.
Right. So that 6% is going to the 1%ers, not to the regular folks out there.
Not to the 1%, but to the 10%. Most of it goes to the 1%, of course, because they own America's stocks. They're not out working for a living. They're living off dividends and so on.
We've got to go to a break here in a minute.
Okay.
Gary, but let me say this. Folks, let me tell you how this translates to Main Street. If you do business with corporate America today, many, many, many of them, most of them, they will squeeze you with their contracts. They will squeeze you when they pay you in order to drive these share, this profit he's talking about. Profit's fine. We all like to make a profit. But why would you squeeze a small business owner in order to do it? It's because of this value transfer approach that he's talking about, and it's going to be the end.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.